Digital und real. Digitale Begegnung von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott.
Herzlich willkommen, ihr Lieben da draußen, zu einer neuen Episode von Digital und Real, dem Podcast der Region Digital bei der Allianz Mission. Hier sprechen wir mit Menschen, die erleben, dass im digitalen Raum echte Menschen dem echten Gott begegnen. Und heute habe ich nach vielen guten, intensiven Gesprächen auf der Lausanner Weltkonferenz in Seoul einen Gast, den ich dort kennengelernt habe, nämlich Axon, und zwar ist er uns zugeschaltet aus Tansania. Axon, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Wow, Axon, thank you. We met at the Fourth Lausanne Congress in Seoul, and you are not located in Seoul as I am not. You're located in Tanzania and are deeply into digital missions there. So for beginning, share a little bit with us. Who are you and what do you do?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. So as introduced before, I am Axon. I am a digital missionary based in Tanzania. And I'm reading in tech and innovation in Campus Crusade for Christ, which is Agape in Europe. Mm-hmm. So in what we do mostly, I connect with techies to brainstorm and innovate on how we can help the church and the community in Tanzania. I always share like our country's, the world technology is growing rapidly, and we always need to meet and catch up and empower each other and learn on how we can utilize it to help the community and more to that, to help the kingdom of God. So I'm really blessed and thankful to God to be a part of the community and to be helping through techies and innovation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
very nice.
That's what I can share. And maybe I am talkative and sometimes very funny. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to be here.
Very nice. Yeah. You got a very specific ministry in bringing forward digital ministry. So how did God call you into this?
So I was sure that I came to Christ when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And then I grew up in students ministry. So In college, that's when I get to know about campus ministry in Tanzania, which is called Life Ministry. Mm-hmm. And I was student studying telecom engineering. And while they were sharing with us the visions of the ministry, they shared with us about how they want to start digital ministry. And the possibilities that they see in the ministry that is growing. People are shifting digitally. People are meeting digitally. People are doing business, making money, making friends, and doing almost all of their lives in digital space. So when they shared with that as that wedding courage, I felt like this is something good I can be a part of. We always love to be a part of something big. So yes. When I graduated, I still loved telecom. Mm-hmm. And then one of my friends and my team leader called me and said, you can come and volunteer with us for some time here in digital ministry as we are establishing it. And then you can go and find anything else to do if you want. So I came. Mm-hmm. We didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. We didn't know where to start. We were the team of three. One, me, telecom engineer, and others, software engineer and business IT. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like digital missionary in college. So when we started, I remember he shared with me some website pages. He said, you can learn from, he shared with me indigitus.org. And he shared with me crew.org. So I started learning from that, like every Monday learning about the ministry. And now learning and practicing what I have learned. So we could learn and say, let's try to post this. in social media. Let's create this social media account. That's how we started growing. And with the team, with the leaders, like, let's start something. We want to start something, but we don't have enough resources, so we can start with recording, with video, with phones, and share. So that's how we started, and that's how we are still growing, and we thank God to it. But then the confirmation of my call was actually through the Bible, when my reader asked me, can you join us full-time staff? And that was another thing. Yeah, being full-time missionary was not one what I was dreaming. I love being a part of the mission. So yeah. I went to pray for it and talked with my young brother, actually. And my brother was like, you are a missionary. And so while reading the Bible, I met this verse in Psalms 2:7, where God says, I will preach the gospel. I will declare the gospel. Because I will declare the gospel. God said, you are my son, and today I have begotten you. So in Swahili it says, like, I will preach. And I was like, God said to me, you are my son, and today I have begotten you. I didn't want more confirmation or any voice, but I had it through the Song of David that God is calling me son and calling me to preach. And he said in verse 8 that you'll ask me and I'll give you the nations. I was like, yes, God, this is a great commission, going to the nations and sharing. And my world is digital space. Yeah, that's it. And thank you very for nice. Asking.
Yes, yeah. You're so welcome. So what really fascinated me, we were together at a meeting of the network Indigitus, you already mentioned, yes. And we'll talk a little bit more about it later. What was fascinating for me was that you shared that you are doing online evangelism in Tanzania and experiencing yes. the people coming to Christ through these digital outreaches. So share a little bit about what is happening? How are people getting to know Christ online?
Okay, so actually online is one of the ways that we can reach people. And through online, we can reach thousands and thousands of people. So, and I'm sharing this. I know it's not a question you asked on how we do it. And probably most of listeners know what I'm going to say about the opportunities which are online, but I hope to say it before sharing how we do it. So online, there are thousands of people, and in online, you can target a certain audience that you want to reach.
Yeah.
So most of times how we do it, it's our lifestyle, first of all. It's our lifestyle to reach people digitally. Mm-hmm. Even today, I told you we joined the three of us. One of us has shared something on her Instagram story that, what can I pray for you? That's our conversation starter. We use most of us as a digital missionaries. So, but most of times, let me share about how we prepare the campaign, maybe. When we prepare the campaign, we always gather with our friends. We don't do it alone. And share with them about how we do the ministry and share with them about the timetable. Like on Monday, we'll be praying for people. We use this method called prayer, care, share. So I ask, like, what can I pray for you today? And then after that, you share with me and I will check you later, like caring online, like, hey, I prayed for you something. Did you get it? Or how do you feel? And then that person will say how it feels. And through that, we build a relationship where we can share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. And mostly we share using our resources we have called Four Spiritual Laws, or the Four. We share, like, God loves you, but sin separates you from God. But then Christ came to bring you closer to God. So the question is, are you ready to receive Christ today? So people say yes, people say no. See, people say, let me think about it. There are so many answers.
Yeah.
But our work is to deliver. Yeah. And our work is to deliver the message of God to those people. So I just, as a picture, there's no single method to do it, but we always invite people to work, to do it together. And sometimes we can use ads online. We can create online campaigns, mostly in Facebook, because some of places which are unleashed in Tanzania, there are some of lichens which we consider them unleashed lichens, where more than, like, there's like 1% of Christians. So those places we use digital to reach them. And most of them are in Facebook, like, God, thank you. So we use that to reach them. And after that, we have a WhatsApp group that you can chat with the person, because a new believer, you cannot take that person directly to the church or to the community. You need to be friend with them. Most of the most of the problem we encounter when talking to them, they feel like when they believe in Christ, they abandon their religion. They feel like they abandon their families. They abandon their country and their legacy. So most of the times, you have to be the family. You have to be showing, like, even if you abandon them, there is God who loves you. There is me, your brother, or your sister in Christ. You have a family, you have a community, you have a new country, kingdom of God. You have to show them, like, that they have community, they are not alone. And that assurance really gives them hope when they're coming to Christ. They know they're living something, and they have the community to take care of them. So we always welcome them to WhatsApp community. And one of the ladies we meet on Instagram, she said in one of the videos, we were explaining about hope, and she just said, thank you. And we saw the name. The name was, so most of the names here in Tanzania, when you see the name, you can say, this is a Christian, this is not a Christian. So we saw the name and maybe it's not a Christian. So we asked her, and she was not. We shared with her the good news. She was about to go to college, and then she prayed to receive Christ. We added her into a group, WhatsApp group, and she said, I'm really happy to find a community of other believers that they help me to grow and know Jesus. I'm not well familiar with them, but I really wish to see them physically. So we planned a meeting with her when she came to Dar es Salaam. She was in another region. So when she came, it was like really great to know how people can be blessed through digital space. Yeah. Thank you so much,
Simon. Yes, thank you very much for the interview, and hallelujah for those you're reaching that way. So you already told a little bit on details. So one thing we both heard as being in Lausanne was the importance today of discipleship, whether in digital or non-digital spaces. And I see that you already made some of your homework there, that you get a follow-up for people, connecting them first into a digital community, and then even being possible to make an appointment personally or in place wherever possible. Let's talk shortly about little tech stuff. You mentioned, okay, communities in WhatsApp. You mentioned as well that one of the platforms you're working on is Instagram. You mentioned that you're doing little ads. Give us an oversight. What are the tech tools you're working with? What do you use for creating content? Which platforms you use to reach people? How do you utilize ad programs and so on?
Okay, so thank you for asking. Most of times when we work into different platforms, you have different strategies because they work differently. So, and most of things we learn them not with ads, but sometimes during the campaigns we can use ads. According to our audiences, they enjoy watching videos. And most of the audience do that. So we always have short clips which we download from our website, which is jesusfilm.org. It is translated into many languages, and we crop them. We take just some parts and share them online, and through that, just post it as a reel, and we engage with people. But then when we go to create the ad, when you create the ad, we always integrate it with ManyChat. And that was the time we were using, like, it was called Rewrite Your Story. So when we were doing that campaign, Rewrite Your Story, we integrated with some APIs from ChatGPT. That was a part that other people were doing. And so what we did was like a person could write about his story, about his hardships. He could chat with us about his hardships and his story. And then the AI could rewrite the story, like rewrite the story and put the story in such a way that kind of ideal story. And then ask a person, like if the person has not talked about Jesus in his story or God, we would ask the person, we don't see God or Jesus in your story. Does he matter? And the person will say, I don't believe in Jesus. You know, Jesus is just a prophet. Or someone will say, I really believe in God, but not in Jesus. Someone will say, I believe in Jesus Christ. And then we get to know, oh, then we proceed as human being to chat with him, to share with him the good news. After all that, we know your story. So that's when we did that this year in the campaign. And through that campaign, we shared with like 17,000 people. It was, on April. Yeah, it was really good to see people, coming to hear about the good news of Jesus Christ. And some people, they were like, how do you do this? Like, how do you know my story? And some of them, we told them, it's an AI we used, but we are glad to know you and would like to know you more. And we have made some of the friends. And some of the people, they use that quote, rewriting my story every day in their status. I'm like, in their stories, and we are grateful for that. So most of times in Facebook, we share videos, reels about Jesus feeding in our language, which is Swahili, and people get to engage more. Yes, and we thank God for that. It's like a miracle now. People, they engage with that content because we do not have clear proof on how we can teach people. We have tried to share other videos, and the people, they are like, we don't like this. We want those videos about Jesus. So when you share videos about Jesus Christ, there's so many engagements. So it's like, I want to teach you, but the formula I have is that I share videos about Christ and the people like them. I can say, I know the impact has nothing to do with the stats when it comes to digital. It has to do with how you touch an individual person. But we have seen God reaching thousands. There are some videos that reached 650,000 people without ads, without advertisement. And it's only God who did that. So, we thank Him for that opportunity that He shared.
Thank you very much.
If I have answered the question.
It's pretty fine. Thank you very much. You combined working different social media platforms, connecting it with WhatsApp communities, also connecting this with AI, although you're getting into one-on-one contact with people. That's just great. So we already talked about Indigitus. You said for your start to becoming a digital missionary, they were really helpful getting contact. So what could you explain to our listeners, what is Indigitus and how did they help you and how do they help you today in what you do?
Okay, thank you so much. So Indigitus is a platform for everyone who wants to help or who wants to know his place in God's mission. Indigitus is not a word which is in the dictionary. I'll say it as this. Yes, so Indigitus is made of two words, which is indigenous and digital. So it's mostly using digital to reach to people in your own place, indigenous, in those people around the place. So if we are in Germany, how can we use digital to reach Germany? If we are in Tanzania, how can we use digital to reach Tanzania? So as we can take gospel to new places, new spaces, and to new people. So that's the big division of the platform. And also one thing I can add there, so that's, I get to know it through the like my mentor and my leader and my brother shared with me the link, and I get to be reading and knowing different things that they do. Every year they conduct hack, which gather people to see, to champion and to see how they can help into fulfilling the Great Commission, on how they can help their communities. Yeah. How indigenous can do that. So that's the big part of indigenous. I love indigenous because then it comes out to work with what is on my mind, what is my passion, to see other techies to join. You don't have to leave your workplace. You don't have to leave your place to become a full missionary like me, but then come with that time that you have, with that talent, with that skill of maybe videographer, website builder, podcast, speaking. We have graphics designers. We have storytellers. We have different people, you know, that come with your talent. And let's combine and let's talk on how we are going to increase and impact the kingdom of God. Yes, that's how indigenous picture of indigenous is.
I'm all with you. And what I love about indigenous is just globally connected. So the both of us, we are talking from Africa to Europe. When I got to know them, the first were calls to Asia. That's what I love. And although we are techies, although we love the digital space, it was also great getting to know those people who are indigenous all over the world, meeting a lot of them. I think we're something like 30, 40 people at the Lausanne Congress in Seoul. Congress. And being together was just great. So you already... Yeah?
Yes, you remember when we met together and people, like, they started talking. And when I met with you, we just started talking. It's like we have that passion and drive to see more, in God's kingdom. So I really love that. Yeah. And yes, and it's good initiative. And we thank God for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all with you. So you already mentioned different contexts. We are learning for Germany. You're learning for Tanzania. As far as you can see, what is specific for the way you do online evangelism in Tanzania, and what can we in Europe perhaps learn from what you do?
Wow,
not an easy question. Perhaps you give some ideas.
Yeah, that's not this question, because mostly we learn from everyone. It's not easy, but it's a good question. We learn from everyone. Yes, so what we can do is to engage different people. I know we do engage people, but let's go further and engage different people. We don't just need techies. To do tech. So last few days, I told you about tech meetups. So we did the tech meetup, and people who were there, some of them were not tech practitioners. But then after hearing from what we were speaking, they developed their passion, and then one started doing digital ministry. Actually, now she's doing ministry for the country, for her country, and she's running this Instagram platform, which is not even whole month older. Yeah, like month. It's not even month in age, and she's reaching out people, and she's telling them, she's helping people to know their identities. But also, we have been doing this ministry with people who are into business. They just do business, and they're like, when you meet with them, they start to think, how can I use, this guy is using his tech ideas to reach people. How can I use my business idea to reach people? How can I use my lawyer? Some are lawyers. Yeah, I know some are lawyers. Yeah. A lawyer will start thinking, how can I use being a lawyer to reach people? So, what I can advise to digital ministry is that we have to be ready to welcome people, even who are not in digital, to join us to do it. Yes, that's good. Because, and they are always sometimes afraid when you talk to a person. It's like, hey, guy, I'm a doctor. Yes, one of them is a doctor. Okay, he is. Yeah. So, and he has been joining our tech meetups now. It's the third meetup. And he's joining us. And he's now contributing to some meetings. The first meeting may not contribute, but then they will find their places in God's kingdom.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I'm very sorry. Nice. Do you hear some noise? I hear noise in the background.
A little bit, but it's okay.
Okay.
We also started talking about I'm part of a German digital church plant here in Germany, and we began chatting about digital church. What are your thoughts about digital church so far?
Okay, so my thoughts about digital church, first of all, it's not a replacement of physical church. It is another church. Like, having church in Germany and having church in Tanzania does not mean that the church in Germany does replace the church in Tanzania. So that's the first thing I see in digital churches. And one thing is digital church helps so many people. So I've heard about this church in... it was in 2004 and it really inspired me. I shared with you. The name is not very good. It's called Church of Fools. So this church, they named it like this because it was helping to connect with people who couldn't, who felt like they are not deserving to go to the physical church. So they could meet in virtual reality. That is 2004 and people... Christians could meet virtually and do the work of God and worship God digitally. So I see it as an opportunity for people who feel like the church building is not calling them. But also I see it as an opportunity for people in the places where there is internet access, but they cannot... They don't have churches. So when we were going to visit around Korea, I was with a person who is a minister of God, and then he saw the church. Is one of the countries which are not highly reached, where like Christian percent is very low, like 2 or 1%. So then he saw the church and he said, "See, church." I was like, "Oh, there are so many at home place." But he was excited to see the church. So some people, they have internet connection, but they don't have churches. So it's a place for them to come and meet other believers. You know, the Bible says that we should not stop meeting as we always do. As our custom, we as believers, we need each other. So... Tanzania is still a developing country. We have this culture of, when we like using three fire stones, we cook using firewood. We always say one firewood cannot work alone. So, but when firewoods are combined, they burn well, I think. So as Christians, we always need to meet and burn well. So how do we help other Christians who want to join the community, but it's hard for them? How do we help new believers who are afraid of the big or small buildings? It's through church. That's why when I heard about you doing church, Simon, I was really happy. I was so happy, and I was really inspired to see the work of God that you're doing. So thank you so much.
So we both joined Lausanne Congress in Seoul. There was so many talks, getting to know so many people from so many countries. What would you say, what were some key takeaways for you coming back from L4?
Yeah. So I was serving at the Congress. So I was not having so much time to join and listen, but I joined some of the sessions. And one of the things I can say is that the church has to take action, and as individuals, we have to take action to be like the first church. You know, they say maybe the first church was the best church, the church that they talked to people in their languages.
Yeah.
And what caught my attention in that session was I have to talk to people in their language. And one of the languages that talking to people in their language is knowing their audience. And one of their language is digital. I don't say they specified, like I was not looking for someone to prove this to me, but well, one of the speakers was speaking, I saw like for sure one of the languages that people speak around the world is digital language, is social media. Yes. It's our language.
Yes, it is.
We speak it. Yes, we speak Germany, we speak Swahili, we speak English, we speak digital. So one of the, that was something I said I will be sharing with people. And one of the thing of my takeaways that I'm going to start with, first of all, is to keep on in touch with you guys and talk with everyone about the ministry, to hear about their stories, because stories were really inspiring, and to continue in touch with it, but also to help my country for the skills that I learned while I was serving, to help them and teach others. You know, I saw so many things because we were serving. So, I will have so many to share with my friends here in Tanzania and anywhere people who want me to share with them. Yeah.
Very nice. So the Congress was all about collaboration, and in Digitis, the network is as well all about collaboration. What do you say? How can digital missions be accelerated through collaboration?
Yeah, so the world is big, and each one of us is a small part in the world. So when we join and combine, we can do it. So, but then joining into this may be hard because we are different. We have different perspectives and languages. So what I can say, we have to impact globally, but also starting with our home places, and collaboration comes out with being ready to give more than to receive, being ready to serve others. So collaboration as it is, it's something to impact the global. I'm not sure if I'll answer the question, but as it is to impact the global, but it starts with individual being ready to serve another person. So as we're looking toward collaboration, let's look toward and how we are going to serve others. Let's look on the opportunity on how we can serve others. And and Jesus called us to serve others. Yes. So, and Jesus knows that is the way to cooperate. He called us. He said Jesus Christ, we serve him, but he's like the best servant ever. So that's how we work with him. He said, like, you walk with me. He called us co-workers, but when we come to look at his work, it's like he walks. He's the one who strengthens us, he's the one who gives us skills. And he's the one who take us, he give us resources, give us people. He is our co-worker, but he's like, he plays all the parts, even give us talents and the passion. And like, what do I do? I just like, so if we are really ready to collaborate, we have to be ready to give. Some people want to collaborate, but they want to receive. It's good to receive. And any part of collaboration, we have to see how we can receive from people. But also, we should remember on how find a place way to give. So great. That's it. That's
Okay, for today we're gonna wrap up, and wrapping up in this podcast always means that our guest has the last word to say, so you may finish with the most difficult question I'm always putting. What one sentence would you like to pass on to our listeners here in Germany? One sentence for the finish of our podcast.
Hello, German. Involve the youth in your ministry. Involve the upcoming generation in your ministry. That's legacy. Passing it to the other generation. It's hard. But the best way to do it is calling the youth and let them handle. Trust them and let them do it. Call them and trust them to do it. The youth, I graduated last 2 years from college, and one of the people I was mentoring in college, I'm sorry it's the last word, but I'm sharing this story. So I went to visit him in the campus, which I started last 2 years after graduating, but everything felt new. Everything was new to me. And I was like, I don't understand how they relate with each other. It's really different. It's just been 2 years. You can see the difference of 2 years. I couldn't even relate well. So you have to trust them and let them do it. Let them make mistakes, but let them do it. Involve the youth in your ministry. That's all I can say. There may be few youth, I don't know, or so many, but those few that you have, involve them in the ministry. That's what I can share with you.
Danke für dein Interesse. Digital und Real ist der Podcast der Region Digital von der Allianz Mission. Alle Informationen unter allianzmission.de/regiondigital.